By listening to this file, you're making a promise to become the strongest, manliest powerlifter in existence. And a man never goes back on his promise. This mental exercise will start by you stretching your body, stretching your muscles, and stretching your mind into becoming an even stronger version of yourself. A man that exists on the boundary of your imagination. This file, my words, your words, your ambition, all of it, driving you towards your desired goal. You are just already so powerful that you're beginning to warp reality towards what you want, towards what you've been training for, powerful enough to achieve all of your goals. You've just been convinced, lied to by others, into believing that you're not ready to achieve your goals. But that's okay, because we're piercing that veil right now. This small step towards power is one giant leap over any obstacle that's ever been in your way. So you can relax now, because you want strength, and strength wants you back. This file, my words, your words, and your desires have brought you here, brought you to your destiny, towards becoming that perfect power lifter. As you lift heavier and heavier, just feel all of that negative self-talk, all of those doubts just getting lighter and lighter, just able to shed it off, to shrug it off, as easily as taking off one of your oversized hoodies. You're no longer in competition with others. They simply do not compare to you. You are no longer at war with yourself, because you are your own best ally. No longer just going through the motions. You're falling for the joy of movement, of strength, a well-adjusted weightlifter with no worries. You crave power, and power craves you. You walk through the world with nothing to lose and nothing to prove. When you feel nervous in the gym, you just whip out your trusty old big cocky smile. You crack your mouth open and grin like it's a fucking beer can. You walk into the gym like it's your second home, because it is. After all, you pay for the fucking rent, you pay for the equipment, you pay for the electricity, the amenities. It is your second home. You paid for this gym, for the water bill. It's all covered under your membership, and the gym is covered in your hard-earned sweat. You already paid to be there, so you might as well make yourself comfortable. You might as well use all the equipment you want, flex in every single mirror that you come across, wear whatever the fuck you want, because you're a man. You walk through this world in what you're most comfortable in. Hell, walk through the locker room naked. There's nothing wrong with rocking out with your cock out. Yeah, the gym is your second home after all. It's not weird to be naked in your own house, in your own bathroom, as long as you're chill about it. Just imagine yourself walking into that gym, all the stress and all the worry from the outside world just leaving you at the front door. And imagine yourself walking out of that gym every day, just a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger, a little bit sturdier, and a lot prouder. Imagine yourself training as hard as you can, as hard as you want to, going into the gym day in and day out, getting stronger, getting tougher, without even trying. Growing, just giant, going in and happy, training, horny, relaxing, unwinding, becoming that big, strong man that you've always wanted to be. Job, no longer focusing juicy, on chasing goals, just focusing on honing your craft. And when you're not carrying all of that heavy weight, you focus on carrying yourself. You puff out your chest, broaden your shoulders, and take up as much space as you need to. Because you're a fucking powerlifting, strong man. That's what you need to do. You need to grow, get bigger, get stronger, get hornier. You don't give a shit anymore. Just imagine yourself, your big, bigger, muscular body, completely naked, bulging veins, bulging muscles, big bulge, just walking around the locker room. Imagine yourself butt-ass naked, brushing your teeth at the sink. Imagine yourself sitting on a towel in the sauna, legs spread, balls hanging low, as free as can be. Just imagine yourself running into other naked power lifters, striking up a conversation with them about your day. If you see somebody staring, you just let them. You don't try to hide your manhood. You just let them be in awe of your strength, amazed by how comfortable you are in your powerful powerlifter body. Because your confidence, it transcends strength. If you become erect while walking around the locker room, good. An erect penis is natural for someone as big, strong, manly, and virile as yourself. It's only natural for a powerlifter like you to get erect constantly, to be horny randomly and consistently, because you simply have no time to jerk off because of how focused you are on lifting. Making gains, living life. You're focused on all of those things that really matter. Every so often, of course, you'll give yourself a little edge here and there. But a manly power lifter like yourself needs to plow, needs to rut in order to really get off. All the more reason to walk around the locker room, showing off your body, showing off the goods, showing off your strength. You aren't shy about it. And if you were shy before, you're not shy anymore. Because you're a powerlifter. Just casually becoming the strongest man ever to exist. Day by day, step by step. Stepping into that strong man version of yourself. And when you're out of the gym, when you're out into the open world, you're resting, getting ready for your next workout, getting enough sleep, and eating tons and tons of food to fuel your next workout. Eating all the protein and calories and carbs required to feed the beast that dwells within you. Not afraid of food, not afraid of lifting, and not afraid of life. You move through the world, living life as large as you can, as powerful as you can. Just moving through the world as happy and as confident as you can be. Just a big, thick-necked brute. And if there ever comes an obstacle in your way between you and the powerful power lifter that you want to be, you just simply bide your time, take a deep breath, and figure out the best course of action to overcome this obstacle. Trusting yourself and your abilities 100%, 200%, just full of quiet confidence. Because whenever life throws something at you, you throw it back hard. You're just training your mind, training your body to handle whatever life has to offer. So ready to live, so ready to be this beautiful, big beast. But still, when you train, you're not in a rush. You're not in a hurry. You're not pushing yourself or stressing yourself out or overextending yourself. You're becoming more flexible, becoming ready for whatever life has to throw at you. Just learning how to relax while you train. Learning all types of movement, all types of thinking, so that you can find new ways to incorporate the muscle bull mindset into your life. Because power craves you, and you crave power. Strength craves you, and you crave strength. You know what you want, and you know what you are, and that's a big, strong, manly power lifter. Now go get off your ass and go to the fucking gym, fucking stud.
Extra large lifter, a more youthful yearning you, a state of zestful, zealous zen.